Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Final hour of the Friday show. It is I, Joe Beamer, with you for 52 more minutes. Then Rush takes over. Don't forget, Sunday, Hardline, 10 o'clock. The first hour, my in-studio guest will be Kevin Hardwick to talk about his move to the left of the aisle from the right of the aisle. Don't worry, we will ask a few questions on that switch. Also, what he thought of this election season and the results of the local election. We'll also get into his breakdown from his point of view on the current impeachment inquiry. At 11:06, we will go to Washington, D.C., talk to Dave Leventhal, ask him what is going on, set up the big week of now public hearings in the impeachment inquiry. And at 11:30, hopefully, we will be joined by County Executive Mark Poloncarz. But he has not gotten back to me yet. So we'll put the odds at 50-50. As you know, Monday is Veterans Day. And, you know, it seems a lot of us take for granted the freedoms we have in this country. We argue with each other a lot, especially when it comes to politics and those making the laws. We forget why we're free and that it is a fight. And we continue to have people fight for our freedoms every day. They put the uniform on and they fight so you can go out tonight. You know, you can have that freedom to do whatever you want to do. And Monday is a great remembrance of that for those who have served, for those who are still serving on Veterans Day. So for this hour, I would like to take your calls. Shout out to a veteran in your life. Tell us why you're thankful for them, where they served or are still serving. And also just thanks in general to veterans there in Western New York and why you're thankful for them and their service. Like I said, for me, we have a lot of freedoms. You know, you see the struggles of other countries. You see what's going on in Hong Kong. We see it certain countries in the Middle East. And we definitely know of the struggles of the citizens in Cuba. We have freedoms that those people could only dream of having. And I think we wake up every morning and we just, we're American. You know, that's how life is. And we don't realize that when we get up, there's someone getting up, putting that uniform on and going out and fighting. Or someone who did go out there and spent years fighting for this country. Our very own David Bellavia, that you can hear 3 to 7 with Tom Bowerly. We all know, I'm hoping most of you by now have read his book. We all know what he went through. And, you know, he put not only his teammates, but his country on his back and is more than a hero. I think here the word hero is underselling it, but he is a true American hero. And again, I think a lot of people just wake up and, that's how it goes. But Monday is the day to remember those people. And I have to say, for me, I am very thankful that we have people that put their physical energy, you know, they're strong people, a lot stronger than me, and they go out there and they seriously fight for this country every day. They put their life on the line, you know. It's not just, they're going to work. No, they're going to work and not sure they'll get back. So I am very thankful for the veterans we have in this country. I know I talk to a lot of veterans when I host on this station. We have a lot of great American vets that have served, are serving, that listen to this station. And for me, it's thanks to all. Thanks to all of you who have served. Thanks to all of you who are still serving. Those of you listening now who are thinking of serving, who, know what you're putting yourself into, you're going to go out there and fight for this country. I thank you in advance for the service you are putting in to keep America the way it is. You know, hey, we have our political differences, right? We have our back and forth, liberal conservatives. But at the end of the day, we are so freaking lucky to be able to live in the United States of America. I don't even think me saying it realizes how lucky we are that we were born in the greatest country to ever be. The greatest country to ever be. And that is thanks to all of you who put that uniform on, who fought for this country, who laid their life on the line every day so we can, you know, talk about what's going on in D.C. or complain about the weather. Or, you know, we are so lucky that some days when we wake up, the biggest concern is, damn it, I have to go out there and heat my car up so I can drive 10 minutes to work. We are so freaking lucky for that. 803-0930. Thank a vet. If you have a vet in particular, give them a shout out. Tell us why you're thankful. If you're like me and just want to thank every vet in general and tell us why you're thankful for their service, that's what this hour is for. I'm going to let the calls line up, so I'm going to take the break a minute early. When we come back, it is all on you. We will talk to you. Take your text at 3930 as well. It's Joe Beamer on the Friday show. Well, it is Friday. I am Joe Beamer. On Monday, it is Veterans Day, a day that is meant to say thanks to those who have served and are still serving. And I thought this final hour, we would open the lines to you to give a shout out to a specific vet, thank him or her for their service, or just thank all the great vets that are listening to this station right now for their service, why you're thankful for their service. And again, it's those who have served and those who are serving now. Like I said, I am beyond thankful. There are some countries, believe me, the weather is the last thing you are complaining about. And we are very fortunate that we can spend the next 6 months complaining about the weather outside. 803-0930. I am going to take these in the order they came in. So we will start with Kathy in South Buffalo. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. Great show. I'd like to say thank you to my two brothers. One is now deceased. The other one, they both served in Nam. They were both at Da Nang. And my one brother was an airplane. He worked on the Phantom Jets, so he was inside. But my other brother was outside in a machine gun nest and was repeatedly sprayed with Agent Orange. And as a result, he came home from there with his teeth falling out of his mouth. He weighed about 120 pounds, and he's a big guy. And he has spent the rest of his life with problems, emotional and physical, and it is so hard for these vets to get help that they need. It's just absurd. Obscene is the word. These guys should come back with all your problems, mental, emotional, whatever. They should be given everything they need when they hit the shore instead of giving them a hard time. And our vets that are in the hospitals, it is horrible. It just is beyond words. And I think the bureaucrats in Washington should be ashamed of themselves. These vets have given everything. Their lives. I mean, some died and some didn't, but some of them brought back things that were worse than death. Death is an end. And they've lived for all these years with these problems. And the government just really doesn't care. It's like they sweep it under the rug. They come back broken, some of them, or almost broken. And they turn to drinking and drugs. And they should be our most honored people. they should have every bit of medical care that they need immediately, not wait 6 months, 2 years, 5 years. It's horrible what the American government has done to our veterans, all of them. And I'd just like to thank them all for everything they've done.
Well, Kathy, I couldn't agree with you more, and we are so lucky to have your brothers who served. You have a great weekend, Kathy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy, in South Buffalo. Kicking off here, let's go with CJ in Kenmore. CJ, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Nice topic.
Thank you.
Okay. My husband was in the Army, 70 to 74, and he passed away last year. And his buddies got together and had his name engraved at the Veterans Memorial at Kenny Field in Tonawanda. It's at Colvin and Brighton. People might know it where the big blue airplane is. And it's a lovely spot. And if there's anyone out there that would like to remember somebody that's no longer with us, that's a nice option. And I just wanted to put that out there for your listeners.
Well, CJ, thank you very much. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
CJ in Kenmore, let's go to a place where I'm guessing it's not 29 degrees. Let's go talk to Terry in Texas. Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
And first off, Terry, I want to thank you for your service.
My pleasure, man. I appreciate that. I mean, Veterans Day, there's nobody specific. I could rattle off a million names. You know, me, myself, haven't served, and I'm not saying that, you know, in any kind of way. Like, I see military personnel, you know, out and about in uniform, and, you know, I still am in awe of them because I guess, you know, I was younger, you know, when I did that and really didn't understand the significance of any of that. And now that I'm older and had time to reflect on all that kind of stuff, you know, I realize the sacrifices that they made or that they make every single day. I didn't have, you know, I got married like 6 months before I went to Iraq, but I was like a kid, you know what I mean? So I didn't understand what was happening at the time. I just knew that I wanted to, you know, fight. You know, that's what I wanted to do. And, I mean, I see these people today, these men and women, they go overseas, they get deployed to combat theaters. They have wives and husbands and kids and family and obligations. And, you know, to know that they do that, they get up every single day, they reenlist to be in the military, they reenlist to serve, not because they don't have any options or because they're stupid or because they need college money. They're just patriotic people. You know, me, myself, like I said, I stand in awe of them. I say thank you for your service. I shake their hand, ask them how they're doing. I mean, you know, just chop it up with them a little bit and, you know, not to be annoying or nothing like that. But I make sure to do that. And I hope that they know that I genuinely, like, mean it when I'm doing that. And I never mentioned that I serve to them. I just, you know, thank them. I got kind of a running joke with Bella Via, where it's like, you know, hey, thanks for your service. And, you know, only because, and I don't mean any disrespect to anybody, but sometimes I hear callers call and they'll thank him for his service, but it almost comes off as like automatic, where it's like, you know, you sneeze and somebody says bless you. It feels like they're obligated to say it, and that's why I, you know, kind of make a joke out of it, you know what I mean? But and again, I'm not trying to be ugly or nothing like that. I'm just saying Veterans Day is a cool day, man. You know, I don't think that anybody should have a red carpet rolled out for them or anything like that. But, you know, I appreciate what these men and women do, having been through it. And, you know, I think they're the greatest people in America, not above you or me or anybody else. But they're just, you know, a special kind of individual, signs on that dotted line and takes that oath and vows to defend this country against enemies, both foreign and domestic. And they mean that stuff. You know what I mean? They mean it. You know, you go into combat and you're willing to lay, look at, again, Bella Via, you know, obviously being the most notable name that every listener can think of. I mean, look at what he did. You know, people like that are out there in the military every single day. And, you know, he deserves the recognition that he gets, but there's a lot of people that do those types of things that don't get the recognition, but they're still out there, and Bellavia will be the first to tell you, you know, combat isn't any joke, and, you know, it's unfortunate that we have to have the military that we do, but I'm glad we got it, and I thank God for it every single day.
Terry, let me ask you, what was your drive to serve in the military? I mean, obviously, love of country, but, you know, I love this country too, but I know physically I could not compete in battle. What was your drive to make you want to enlist?
Man, truth be told, I was kind of out there in the world. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. I went to school for this HVAC stuff way back when, and I just didn't like it. It just didn't suit me. And one day I was sitting at the house and watching TV, and I was watching a documentary about what happened in Somalia. And I was like, man, forget that. You know, that's crazy. And just something inside me was like, you know what, if anybody ever attacks America, I want to be the tip of the spear on that road. I want to be in that fight, and I want to respond to that. And so I signed up in the military. I just chose I was a cavalry scout, 19 Delta. Mostly it was reconnaissance, but in Iraq, you know, that kind of changed the game because it turned into urban warfare as opposed to, you know, like a typical, you know, like jungle warfare or something. But anyway, long story short, I just wanted to be there, and I enlisted in June 2000, and little did I know that September 2001, something was going to happen, and, you know, that changed everything. It changed everything. It went from being like being in a frat, you know, where you just go do your job and then, you know, party afterwards or do whatever. A lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about what the military is, but September 2001, you know, PT became different, training became different, going to the field became different, going to the range became different, everything became different because we knew. I was in the Big Red One. It's kind of, David was in the Big Red One too. I think he came out of Germany though. Same unit, but kind of like sister units because they're in two different places. But long story short, man, I just, you know, my motivation was to kill people that wanted to harm Americans. When I look around and see Americans celebrating American things, when I look around and see people just living life, celebrate. I watched two old women have a conversation yesterday at Chick-fil-A, and it was like just awesome. And those are the kinds of people that we fight for, people like y'all, you know, the listeners. And, you know, I'm not going to make it political, but I'm just saying Democrats got life screwed up if they think we're all just going to sit around and let them take over the country, because there's plenty of good men and women out there. They're willing to put their lives on the line to defend this thing.
Well said, Terry. Thank you so much, Terry. Have a great weekend. Thank you for your service. That is Terry in Texas. Taking your calls. Thank a vet. It's the Friday Show on WBEN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Final stretch here of the Friday show. It is I, Joe Beamer, with you until noon. Rush Limbaugh takes over, and then Bowerly and Bellavia at 3 o'clock. Just a reminder before we get back to the calls, Hardline on Sunday. Yes, I will be back in Buffalo, hopefully after seeing a win in Blacksburg. I will be here, Hardline, 10 to 12. The first hour, I will be joined by now Democrat Kevin Hardwick. He will talk about his move to the left side of the aisle, from the right, by the way. Also about his election and local election turnout. We will also shift to his thoughts on the impeachment inquiry. And then at 11, we will go to Washington, D.C., talk to Dave Leventhal, and set the stage for what could be a very entertaining or interesting week in Washington with the public hearing in the impeachment inquiry. At 11:30 on Sunday, we have a call out to newly reelected county executive Mark Poloncarz. He has not said yes or no yet, so 50-50, he'll be on at 11:35. For the rest of this show, as you know, Monday is Veterans Day. Now, I misspoke last segment. Veterans Day is for those who have served, but the calls today are shout out to those who have served and to those who are still serving, thanking them for their service and also why you are thankful for them. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Gary in North Collins. Gary, thanks for holding on. Good morning.
Hi. I'm thankful for our military. My father was in World War II, and my uncle also. However, just a little different insight as to why I am thankful is I've traveled the world quite a bit. And recently, I was in Cambodia, you know, and with all the atrocities committed over there in the last 40 years with Pol Pot, you know, that's an emerging company or country now, and things are starting to look up. However, last year I was in Cuba, and when we travel, we bring supplies with us, you know, like just bandages and underwear and things like that, socks, whatever. Cuba is a mess. And the people don't enjoy the freedoms, just basic freedoms. And I'm, you know, this is firsthand information. The people are frustrated. They're afraid to talk. They don't have freedom of press, no freedom of speech at all. They are the communist. You know, a doctor makes what a plowman makes. You know, it is a very bad situation over there. None of the people are happy. So the reason why I'm thankful is that, you know, our veterans aren't only fighting for the quality of life that we enjoy, but they're reaching across the globe and they are fighting for the betterment of society as a whole. And they've done that. You know, this is the only country that I know of that really cares enough to go out and put our lives on the line for other people's standard of living. And for that, I want to say thank you.
Gary, couldn't say it better myself. You're right on, and we are thankful for your father and your uncle. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary, in North Collins. Let's go to Paul in Hamburg. Paul, good morning. Paul, good morning. All right, Paul, if something came up, just give us a call back. 803-0930. your thanks to a vet, your thanks to a person currently serving in the military, why you're thankful for them, or like Gary said, just a general thanks to all the vets out there. He had been all around the globe, and you know, he has seen what the life is like in other countries where they don't have the freedom. And you know, CNN can tell you all they want. There is a freedom of press. If not, CNN would be in trouble. But there are countries where it's everything's state-run. But we are free. We have so many rights here in this country, and it is thanks to those who bravely, bravely put their lives on the line. Let's go to Joan in Buffalo. Joan, good morning.
Hi, Joe. I'm a little bit frustrated, but okay, I will address your topic now, and then I'd like to jump back, if I could, to your previous topic.
Joan, you can do that. You held on long enough.
Oh, thank you. All right. First of all, who I want to thank as a veteran would be my son, who served in the Marines for 20 years. He was leader of his squadron, 7 deployments, 5 which included Iraq. So his life was on the line, tough on his family, but he was, it takes a very special person to serve their country. That's all I want to say about that, you know?
And Joan, we are all thankful for your son. Now, very quickly, what did you want to address in the last topic?
Okay, just three topics. I want to address the University Plaza because they are going to tear down that plaza, and it was the first plaza of its type. And that bothers me. There's no concern for history or anything. Just want to tear something down and go with the present mode. So, this is directly across from UB. The stores that were there were A&P, AM&A's, Grant's, Albrecht's. So some respect for history. Second comment on the Boulevard Mall, I think the Boulevard Mall is going to be fine because a developer by the name of Jamal from Washington, D.C. is also developing the...
One Seneca Tower.
You got it. And he's doing a fabulous job with that. He's now taken over with the Boulevard Mall. There's going to be... And again, the Boulevard Mall was the first of its type back in the 60s. So he's taking that over. It's going to be mixed use, but I think that will work very, very well. And then the other thing I want to address is Northtown Plaza on Sheridan. That whole thing is going to be gutted, ripped out. I think it's going to be very unique because it's going to be mixed use, but basically restaurants and stores. For example, L.L. Bean is going to be located there.
That's right.
Carter Bond, but their plan is they are going to have like a grass mall in the center of the structure, which has fountains, parks, places where people can just relax. I think it's going to be very unique, and I'm excited about that.
All right, Joan, thanks for the call. Let's go to Larry. Larry, do you have a vet to give a shout-out to?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to all of them, and I'll tell you why. I watch the television, and I see these millennials rioting and, you know, with their signs and their protests. And the thing that scares me the most, because I'm an ex-infantryman, first Infantry Division back from 1971, these people will not fight if we're attacked. These people will not answer the call. And anybody that thinks they will isn't paying attention.
Larry, great point, and you have a good weekend. Larry on a cell, opening up a line for you. We have one segment left. Your shout-out to a vet or shout-out to a currently serving military person. Monday is Veterans Day, a day to thank those who have served, to put their lives on the line every day, to keep this country to be the freest and best country in the world, no matter what anyone else tells you. 803-0930, star 930. Your calls after this. Veterans Day is Monday. I'm asking for your shout out to a vet or a currently serving military member. And on the text board, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, Deb says, shout out to my two sons, both veterans. Eric served in the U.S. Army for 22 years, and Adam served in the U.S. Marine Corps for 8 years. We are so proud of them. And Deb, we are all very thankful for their service. On Facebook, my mom left a comment. My mom said, my father was a World War II veteran, used to tell me the first thing I should do every day is thank God I was born in the United States of America, the greatest power in history, to use that power for the greater good. A great piece of advice from a great man. Even though he is no longer with us, I thank him for his service, and as do I. Thank all of those who have fought to keep this country the greatest, freest country to ever be. And hopefully, we never forget that, and we never lose that distinction. Let's go to Bill in Pendleton. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for the show.
You got it, Bill. Who would you like to thank?
I'd like to thank my Uncle Herb. Herb was in World War II. And some years ago, my Aunt Helen asked us to come down and get Uncle Herb's medals. We had no idea what happened to him. So we turned into Florida with my brother Jerry, who was wounded in Vietnam. And as Paul Harvey often said, we learned the rest of the story. One more American on May 13, 1945, shedding his blood and suffering devastating wounds in the Battle of Okinawa. In Ann Helen's remembrance, in much detail, however, due to time constraints, his action earned him the Purple Heart. Being drafted at 33 years old, he was trained as an infantryman and served with 105th Infantry under devastating fire. He, with hundreds of other Americans, fell to the ground and was presumed dead. He laid there all that day and that night, and the next day, a body team discovered my Uncle Herb still alive, suffering 24 separate chest wounds.
Wow.
Evacuated by ship. 5 months and dozens of surgeries, a broken body, he came home. Keep in mind that we all lived with my grandma during World War II, and little did I know as a young boy or have a clue when in 1946 he took me on his truck and made me learn my timetables. But he never spoke of his valor, and he went to his grave. And so many years later, we found out what he did. Herb Rott from Buffalo, New York.
And Bill, we are so thankful for Herb and so thankful for that story. You have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
That is Bill in Pendleton. Yeah, you know, we all should just take a moment. I know a lot of us have to work on Monday, but take that moment. And if you know a veteran, reach out. And instead of just saying thank you for your service, explain to them why you're thankful for what they did. You recognize the sacrifice they put every day, the sacrifice they took to serve this great country. So I hope throughout the weekend and on Monday, if you do have the day off, that you remember that, you think of those in your life who served. And there is no act of duty too small. If you served, you deserve to be thanked. And as Kathy said to kick off this hour, you deserve to have the greatest care from the greatest country. Because without vets, there is no America. Without the military, without having the strongest force in the world, we would be here, but we wouldn't be here like we know it. And that would be awful. Like I said, we are just beyond lucky. And like my mom put on Facebook, we should thank God or whatever higher power you pray to. You should thank them every day that you are on the soil of the United States of America, because that makes you the luckiest person. You have the freedoms to do whatever you want. You can reach as high as you want. But if you don't do anything, you can reach as low as you want. But definitely this weekend, think of those vets. When you see them, Maybe you're at a football game tailgating. Maybe you're just around with friends and family. Maybe you're at happy hour tonight. Just make sure to say, hey, you know what? Veterans Day is coming up, and I just want to say thank you for your service. It means so much to me to be able to live here, and if it wasn't for people like you, you know, whatever it is you're thankful for, make sure you mention it to them. Make sure you, like Terry said, go beyond thank you for your service. Explain it to them. Explain what it means to you that they put that uniform on so you can be like me this morning and complain about having to get that ice off your car, you know, and kick yourself for not waking up 10 minutes earlier and starting the car. So this weekend, make sure you do that. On Monday, if you have the day off, obviously listen to us. But, you know, go out of your way for a vet. It would be greatly appreciated. It would be a small token of appreciation for the huge sacrifice they took to contribute to making us the freest country in the world. Now, I promise this, and I'm going to do it. Halloween, I filled in for Bowerly and Bellavia. And I said I had never had a Heath bar, and I had never had a 100 gram bar. Well, a listener dropped off a Heath bar on Halloween. I tried that. Yes, I had been missing out. That was delicious. Andy Dalsky from sales got me a 100 gram bar with his son's permission out of his son's trick-or-treat bag. And I told him, I'm going to try it on the air. This will be the first time I ever had a 100 gram bar. We'll see if I'm really missing out or if I never want a 100 gram bar again. Here we go. This is the fun size 100 gram bar. Was in the freezer for the first 2 hours. Oh, that's delicious. Yeah, I was really missing out. That is really good. My parents, Janet and Joe, you deprived me of a delicious candy bar. That is really good. I'm kind of embarrassed now on the air doing that. That was delicious. Thank you, Andy Dalsky. Now I'm going to put another 43 pounds on because that is, it's like a crispy bar with a Milky Way filling. That's really good. That is a great start to the weekend for me, and I hope for you. Hey, everyone, have a great weekend. I'll say it one more time. If you know a vet, if you see a vet, make sure you show them how thankful you are for their service. Just explain to them why you are thankful that they contributed to the greatest country in the world. I hope you have a great weekend. Go Hokies, go Bills. Don't miss Hardline Sunday with myself, in-studio guest Kevin Hardwick the first hour, Dave Leventhal, and hopefully Mark Poloncarz in the second hour. Sandy will be right back in this chair on Monday. We'll see you then on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.